In my book, I refer to transformation. And when I speak of the transformation, I'm referring to the cycle, life cycle of the caterpillar. It's an egg, and then it turns into a larvae, into a caterpillar. And then it goes into a dark period while in the cocoon, and its final life stage is when it emerges as the beautiful butterfly. Referring to my life and what I was going through with my ailments, so I was forced to think differently about my reality. Some people call it a spiritual awakening. I share what I learned about chakras and the parts of the body that can be healed through them. If I knew then what I know now, would my life be any different? Is it true that what you don't know won't hurt you? Let's think about those two questions for a moment. To be truthful, there's no right or wrong answer, and hindsight is 20/20, which always happens after the occurrence. So here is my thoughts. If I had the knowledge of self, say, 19 years ago, I would make more time for exercise, eating healthier foods, and investing my time more wisely. I say that now, but that wasn't my destiny at the time. I am the person I am today because of the lessons I experienced. Good or bad, it was already written. What I will say is this: I may have taken more risks at that time because I was younger, and my only regret is second-guessing myself, thinking I wasn't worthy of being successful because I was living in fear, saying, "What if I fail?" Always the negative. What if I soar? The problem was caring too much about what other people might say about me. Listen, people are going to talk and gossip anyway, so give them something positive to talk about. When they say it can't be done, ask them, "How do you know?" If they experience some kind of block, take that information and use it to move forward with your plan. It's not necessary to make all the mistakes on your own. Learn from others, take advice, ask for guidance, and trust your intuition. Then move forward with your plan. If your gut tells you something isn't right, pause and think your plans through, but don't get stuck because of fear. That's advice I would give to my younger self. Mirror, mirror on the wall, I promise to get up every time I fall. No matter if I have to run, walk, or crawl, I will set my goal and achieve them all. Is it true that what you don't know won't hurt you? My thoughts in just a moment.